welcome back, friends. Yes, continue on.
So the only thing that I just wanted to point out is because I do think that it pertains toward the fact that, you know, that we're body and spirit, right? And this particular exam really does have a very solid place within the spiritual exercises of St. Ignatius of Loyola, right? This ability to engage with oneself. But he has, and I do think, not that I've ever done this, and, you know, I mean, so I can't be patting myself on the back too hard, but I do propose it to people for the purpose that it may help them, is that, I don't know, have you ever seen those, like, I think St. Therese had it there, the virtue beads, right? Mm-hmm. Where it's a chain of 10 beads, right? And because there are two points in the day where St. Ignatius recommends that you do this examine, right? So you get up in the morning and you begin your day and you create your own intentions. What am I going to work on today? What vice do I want to overcome today, right? And when you have that little, those little beads, those little virtue beads, right? You count when you fall, right? And he actually points out the fact that when you fall, you should make a movement, just a strike of the breast, right? Something that is a cognizant reminder, oh Lord, I've fallen. And he actually tells you to do this over the course of a week, where at the halfway point of the day, you do an exam and you look at, oh my gosh, I've already gone through 10 beads. Like, I'm not even halfway through the day, right? And you make a note of that so that, you know, at the midday, at the midpoint of the day, you have had a reckoning with yourself and you make a small act of contrition at that point and you begin anew, right? And then each day for a week, you know, you follow yourself through on that particular vice that you're trying to conquer, so that hopefully you see, you know, little by little, okay, on Monday, 10 times in the morning from, you know, 8 o'clock, I said, Lord, I wasn't going to eat the banana, and like, it's already 8:03 and I've stuffed 3 in my mouth, right? I mean, like that kind of thing, right? But hopefully that by the time that you get to Friday, you know, you don't fall to eating that banana until 7 o'clock at night, right? I mean, a slow building steadiness. And I think that for people who are looking for something real to hold on to, I don't know, maybe we could find a link where you could find a, because St. Therese always had those virtue beads. And I do think that for, it's a sweet little devotion, easy to carry in your pocket.
Yes. You know,
even on a necklace, like I actually, maybe that would be kind of a neat thing, like where you could kind of, that'd be very helpful to me because I never have anything in my hands, right? I'm always, but something around the neck would be so anybody who's hearing this, who's like an entrepreneur.
Gotcha. And see, you're going back to Father McElhone, wanting to have a plan, mm-hmm. a goal, and a way of measure so okay. that we see progress. And we see with the intention, not with some of these pride or the glory of, you know, other people. No, we're seeking first the kingdom of God. So that's why we started that. What is the motivation here? We seek first the kingdom of God, or the relationship with Christ, the God-man, as you rightly recalled our mind to. And then all else will be given to us. We'll get sanity. We'll get the best health at our stage of life that is possible. And we can approach decisions with more clarity and peace. And we don't rely on the excuse, well, you know, my family, these demons or whatever else. Right. We really do take our Lord at his word. I've come to give you my joy, so that your joy might be full. You know, my peace I give you. And he means peace in the mind too. Those little naggy thoughts and the conversations and the whispers.
Right.
He wants to set us free from all this stuff.
And he really has in many ways given us the abilities to do that. You know, like you said, we should not be at opposition. Matter and form should always be of a unity, right, together. And we should be striving holistically to admire, you know, and I do think, like, with this element of humility too, it's always important to recognize that one of the ways that you are humble is to look for the good in others, but it's also to look for the good in yourself, and to neither flatter yourself nor deny yourself. You know, if you have a particular gift, like that's what you were saying before, right? How do you know what you can naturally engage in terms of a virtue if you never ascribe any particular virtues to yourself?
That's right? Correct.
You know, so if you like to bake breads for people, oh my goodness, then bake 50 loaves this week. I'll give you my address.
That's right. But that's right. And the others will come along. But right, it will come back to self-awareness. It will come back to truth. It'll come back to that which is due to others. The virtue. It all works together.
Absolutely.
All right, my friends. I hope that gives you some thoughts to kick off for the new year. Till the next time, Fide Sodraccio.